Chapter 1. I stood on the balcony of my castle, overlooking Briggen and the ocean beyond, my heart heavy with my responsibility. The fall air, chilly and refreshing, did nothing for my mood. I sighed. This was the year I had to find my soulmate, or otherwise my kingdom would be lost. My sister Anna found her true love many years ago, and she and Chris had been together ever since. They even had a horde of children running around the castle, making it a lively place to be. While I got to play the doting aunt, it also served as a reminder that the clock was ticking away. If I didn't find someone soon, my ability to produce an heir to the throne would be nullified, and with it, our family's reign would end. While Anna was my sister and her children my kin, the Senate had made it clear that the offspring of a woodsman were not to be named king. It was such a silly rule, but one I had no power to overturn. Because the Senate was so divided on the issue, they'd put it to a public vote. While this lovely kingdom of Briggen professed their love of my sister any chance they got, they revealed their true prejudices. I almost froze the entire kingdom on the spot when the Senate announced the results, but Anna assured me she did not want her children to take the throne. I still didn't know if she truly felt that way or if she'd said what she had to quell my fury. Either way, the bitter pill I'd had to swallow still tainted the back of my throat. So the burden of a successor lay with me, or otherwise the head of the Senate. Aaron Brax would take the throne. He was neither just nor compassionate. I would hate to see him become the ruler over Briggen. The Senate gave me 5 years to find a man suitable to be the father of the kingdom's heir. They expected me to step down either way and to start being attentive to womanly responsibilities, as Senator Brax had put it so eloquently when they'd announced the directive. Since my parents passed and I took the throne, Brax had been volleying for my demise. This was the last year I had to choose a king. If I was not betrothed by the last toll of the bell on New Year's Eve, Senator Brax would become king. "What are you thinking about?" Anna's sing-song voice pierced my thoughts as she stepped beside me. I glanced at my sister with her dark hair and bright green eyes, a polar opposite to my light locks and blue eyes. Happiness radiated from her the way the cold emitted from me. Having her so near tempered the darkness in my soul. I was thinking this year would be the year I find someone able to bear with me. I smiled, softening the words so my aggravation didn't bleed into them. Anna slung her arms around me and gave me a tight hug along with a peck on my cheek. "That would be divine!" I chuckled and turned away from the town below. I think the fresh air of the mountains is just the thing I need today. I headed inside with the purpose of escaping my thoughts in this town for a little while.
"I'll go with you,"
Anna trailed behind me. "I need some alone time," I glanced back at her. "I have to figure out what to do in the event I can't find someone to put up with me." Her smile faltered, but she nodded, halting in the hallway as I headed for the back door. She knew where I was headed. My ice castle still sat at the top of the snow-capped mountain. The freezing temperatures offered me solace and comfort when I couldn't find inner peace in the kingdom below. My escape beckoned.